This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
A lot of things go into having a big-time pass rusher, and Detroit not having him out there puts a lot of pressure on the offense, which I think they'll be okay offensively because they have a lot of guys, but defensively, when you're talking Super Bowl, that's not going to happen without Aiden Hutchinson unless they make a big-time trade.
Lions are here in 2 weeks for a 325 game against the Packers. All right, save the best for last.
Oh, Mike, we did.
Will the Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams reunion lead the Jets to the playoffs?
Yep.
Hey, you didn't get to go first, James. I believe that question was intended for me, the best for last, and the answer is no. They are not a good football team. They're not. Their offensive line is lacking. Aaron is good, not the great MVP Aaron. And, no, they will not make the playoffs. That team is not good. They're dysfunctional in too many ways.
Wes?
I don't have them making the playoffs. I think Buffalo is the division champion there. I think that's a one-bid division. Obviously, Devontae changes the algebra a little bit with having him and Alan Lazard. You could almost hear it in Aaron's voice after the disappointment with the Mike Williams situation. It was almost like he was making his call for number 17 to make his way out to East Rutherford. I echo a lot of the same sentiments as Mike. I think their running game is just in shambles. I think defensively they can play with anybody, but I just wonder offensively if there's enough there even with Tay to be able to mount enough of an offensive challenge for opposition.
Just for context, James, we know, was a teammate and friend of Aaron Rodgers, but also very, very close with Devontae Adams. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, Devontae Adams is my little brother. The answer's yes. Number one, and to be honest with you guys, I think the main reason why I'm saying yes is because Devontae's going to help everybody offensively. He's going to help the run game. He's going to help Garrett Wilson. He's going to help Aaron Rodgers. When your offensive line is weak, why not get a guy in Devontae Adams that you trust in these 50-50 situations, that you trust is going to win right away? I think it's going to help. But the main thing is Hassan Reddick will be there Monday.
Yep.
And if you're able to get another big-time pass rusher, I think the Jets, the way they are built, we know they play really good defense. I think the way they are built, getting two of the best players in the National Football League on your team in a week, I think this football team is going to make a run and get into the playoffs, and I think they are going to have an opportunity to make some noise.
Oh, knock it off.
James, I want to ask you a follow-up because you know Aaron Rodgers better than any of us. One of the things that I've heard the last week is, why did he have to call out Mike Williams for, you know, what he did in the game? You were a teammate of Aaron's. That's just part of the package, right?
Yeah. Well, number one, I was a teammate of Aaron, and I was never sensitive. I don't understand why, if you're not doing your job or you're not where you're supposed to be, everybody gets sensitive when you get called out. It happened three times in the football game to where these receivers are taking inside releases on all go plays. It's football 101. It's install number one that you take an outside release and you run the red line. Aaron Rodgers has thrown so many red line go balls blind to where he's looking to the left and he knows Jordy, JJ, Greg Jennings, whoever is going to be in this area down the red line.
What's
so
the
when
red
you
line?
Call your The red line is a line that we have on the practice field that is 5 yards from the sideline. And what it does is it keeps you with the proper spacing from the number two receiver, the slot receiver in the slot. So say if we have an all-go situation on, right? Jordy Nelson will be down the hashes. That's the dotted lines in the middle of the field. James Jones will be down the red line. So the safety cannot cover both of us. You know what I'm saying? If I take an inside release and I'm close to the hashes, now the safety, just like it was in Buffalo, can guard both of us and intercept the ball. I've never been opposed to people calling out their teammates, man. This is not a sensitive league. We are all trying to win. Do your job.
Well put. Our thanks to Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com. Appreciate it.
My thanks to you, Dennis.
After further review, brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, Packers and the Texans, today here at Lambeau Field. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and in Kenosha on 98.1 FM.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine. Open 7 days a week.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. This is WRJN with our longtime historic frequency AM 1400. But now you can hear the timeless hits and local news on FM as well. 99.9 FM throughout the city of Racine and 98.1 FM in southern Racine County and throughout Kenosha County. It's local news, it's timeless hits, it's everything you've come to expect from local radio. WRJN.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview from Lambeau Field. Packers and Texans, the Packers' opponent next week. Jacksonville, the Jaguars are playing in London under 2 minutes left, trailing. The Jaguars are ahead of New England, 25-16. Mike and Hunter, our producer, very quick to point out that I was wrong, that when I saw the Patriots in the red zone, they had really already scored. So I apologize for that mistake, which I make many of. Hey, Packers fans, save time and money ahead of game day with a boost by Pick and Save Fresh Perks membership. You'll enjoy free delivery, double fuel points, and more. Sign up today at pickandsave.com/boost. I'm kind of like James Jones talked about the NFL. You can't have hurt feelings. I mean, yes, I make mistakes on this show. I just move on. Today's players to watch, presented by your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Dear Spotlight, Toyota has more all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles than any other brand. Find yours and shine on. Toyota, let's go places. Mike.
Players to watch. I've only got two, so it's down from my typical five, six,
well,
or seven.
The way I look at it, when I say players to watch, that means one for you and one for James.
Yeah, I don't take it that way. So I'm watching.
Obviously.
I'm watching Keyshawn Nixon. I loved what he did when he went in for Reed on the punt return a week ago. I think that might be the light switch that turns on for Keyshawn Nixon, hopefully in the return game, but also just what he does overall. But I've got Keyshawn Nixon and Christian Watson. Watson appears to be fully healthy and good to go, and there is a speed component there that you just can't make up for. So I got Keyshawn Nixon and Christian Watson.
James?
So you're taking offense and defense, huh?
Well, yeah, I'm taking two. Listen, yeah. Players to watch, one on offense, one on defense. Uh-huh. That's how I understood it.
Do we have our all-pro cornerback out there today?
Yes, we do.
Do they have an all-pro receiver?
Yeah, but he's on the shelf. I know that you're higher on I mean, you'd think that this is still a great receiving room for Houston, and I think being down Nico Collins is a big deal.
So my player to watch is Jair Alexander because yeah. I feel like you have to be able to travel everywhere Stephon Diggs goes today because you know the other only other guy that really could beat us in the pass game is Tank Dell. So if I could put my best on they best and we can travel around and I can lock down they best, I can make it hard on C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans offense and kind of try to make them one-dimensional running this football. I'm looking at Jair Alexander versus Stephon Diggs today. I'm looking for this matchup. I think it's a get-your-popcorn-type-ready matchup, and let's see who's better. That is my matchup to watch today. That's my player to watch.
We are in the Miller Lite end zone bar in the north end zone, and the Packers have just taken the field with their all-white jerseys and white helmets that they're wearing today for this game against the Texans. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Hey, Packer fans, looking for the ultimate game day experience? American Family Insurance has you covered. Picture this, hitting your very own VIP tailgate party, then cheering on the Packers from jaw-dropping seats. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets, a private tailgate, exclusive Jordan Love merch, and much more. Sounds incredible, right? Don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/Packers to enter. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
My mom's got a new Case IH tractor and it can do it all. Bale hay all day. See in the dark with its powerful LED lights. Hook up all the implements. Ship like a race car. Steer with ease. And it can also cool my juice box. Yeah, her Case IH tractor can do everything she needs it to.
Looking for a tractor that can do it all? Check out caseih.com.
Dear football fans, Toyota's leading the drive to victory. The Corolla and all-hybrid Camry make big plays with style and efficiency. RAV4 is a versatile game changer. Highlander's got room for your whole squad. And the rugged Tacoma and Tundra control the line of scrimmage. They've all got available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive too. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
There's something about a fresh haircut from the friendly, skilled stylists at Great Clips that just makes life, well, greater. The sun shines brighter. Your step feels springier. Even your jokes are funnier. And the best part? When you use Great Clips online check-in, you can get in for a haircut without having to rearrange your day or your budget. Download the app today and start feeling that much greater in just a few taps. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Countdown to kickoff, presented by Pick and Save. Only the sixth time the Packers have played the Texans. Green Bay is 4-1 in the series. The last time they played here at Lambeau Field was December 4th, 2016. Here's Brian Posick.
It was a snowy, cold day in Titletown when the Packers hosted the Texans, and both teams got off to cold starts. The game was scoreless after one when the two teams exchanged fumbles and punts before Green Bay got a fourth down stop at midfield to set up the first scoring drive of the game that ended with this play as called by Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron on the Packers Radio Network.
Ripkowski to the left side of the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, second and six. Football just outside the nine-yard line of Houston. Snap to Rodgers, waits, looking. Now moves to his right, racing to his right. Rodgers throws late over the middle of the end zone. Wow. Touchdown, Randall Cobb! Oh, my goodness! What a throw by Aaron Rodgers!
Randall Cobb followed his 9-yard TD catch by doing a snow angel in the end zone to celebrate Green Bay's 7-0 lead. Houston tied it on its first drive of the second half when Brock Osweiler connected with Ryan Griffin from 6 yards out. The Texans then stopped the Packers on 4th and 2 at midfield, but couldn't get anything going on the ensuing possession and were forced to punt. And the punt was a good one. It pinned Green Bay at the 2 late in the third quarter. That's when Aaron Rodgers put together one of his best drives of the season, 98 yards on 12 plays, the last of which was aided by the frozen tundra as DB Charles James slipped trying to defend Jordy Nelson.
2nd and 10 at the Houston 32. Rodgers shotgun slot left. Single receiver to the right, snapped A-Rod. Looking around, good protection again, scrambles left. Lost to left side, Jordy wide open.
Yes!
Touchdown! Jordy Nelson! 13-7 Green Bay.
Houston again failed to move the ball on its next two possessions, and Green Bay put the game away with an 8-play, 89-yard drive that was capped off this way.
Packers first and goal. They mark it to the 3-yard line of Houston. Out of the I formation backfield, Rodgers takes on the handoff up the middle, fighting to the end zone for the touchdown. The fullback, Aaron Rutkowski, and a dagger. The Ripper spikes it into the north end zone, and the Packers have a 20-7 lead with 4:11 to go.
Osweiler connected with DeAndre Hopkins for a 44-yard touchdown with 1:51 left. However, Nick Novak slipped attempting the extra point, so the Packers had the ball in an 8-point lead with time winding down, but Rodgers and company failed to run out the clock, and Houston had one last shot before Osweiler's last-ditch pass and lateral play from the 12 with 4 seconds left failed, and Green Bay prevailed 21-13. Rodgers threw for 209 yards and 2 TDs on that December day in 2016. Nelson caught 8 balls for 118 yards and a score as the Packers weathered the snowy conditions at Lambeau Field, something they won't have to worry about today. I'm Brian Posick on the Packers Radio Network.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, the weather couldn't be more different. I mean, it's going to be sunny and a high of maybe 77 today for late October. Incredible. A final in London, the Jaguars beat the Patriots 32-16, so that's the second win for Jacksonville. Packers are there next Sunday. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
When it comes to getting care, we all need a winning strategy. And the best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. From routine to specialty care, they empower you by listening, respecting your experiences, and working with you to create a game plan that works. Put an Ascension Wisconsin doctor on your team to connect the dots to labs, imaging, specialists, and any other care you need. Schedule now at ascension.org/Wisconsin Care. That's ascension.org/Wisconsin Care.
Want to test your Packers knowledge? Look no further than Packers Predict, powered by Senex. Packers Predict is a free interactive game where fans can win weekly cash prizes and more just by answering a few questions about the Packers' upcoming game. Throughout the season, players are eligible for weekly prizes. And at the end, the player with the most points will win $2,000 cash and a trip to a home game next season. Packers Predict is completely free to play. Visit Packers.com/predict or download the Packers app to start playing today.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Packers preview from Lambeau Field, now inside 40 minutes away from kickoff, Packers and Texans. Keys to the game brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com for the latest offerings on Ford trucks and Ford SUVs. Mike?
Well, to me, it is, again, starts with what you do on the ground and Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson to see if Green Bay can do that. I think this is going to be a fairly high-scoring game. So, you know, I've got the Packers scoring 31 points in this as a little teaser for who I'm going to pick to win.
That's got me on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, I know. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And, again, Green Bay's got to do what they've been doing all season long, win the turnover battle, and be able to run the football as they've done so well so far as well.
You know, just a side note before you hear from James, a woman just came over here and she looked at our table and then disgustedly walked away. So I don't know what I assume that was directed at you, Mike.
Probably.
I don't know.
Yep.
James, go ahead.
Listen, man, to be honest with you guys, I don't know how good this Texans team is. I really don't. When you look at their schedule, they've played the Colts, they've played the Bears, they've gotten beaten down by the Vikings, they barely beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you barely beat the Buffalo Bills, and the Buffalo Bills quarterback completed 9 passes. And obviously you played the Patriots, and we all know the Patriots can't beat my youth football team.
Wow.
I don't necessarily know if this is going to be a high-scoring game. The key to victory today is we're going to take the ball away from the Houston Texans, and we are going to get after C.J. Stroud and make it hard on them. But this is a game to where I truly believe the Houston Texans need to prove that they can beat a really good football team in the Green Bay Packers. I don't think they can. Keys to victory for me, defense, get after C.J. Stroud and turn the ball over, take the ball away.
Keys to the game brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. And, of course, the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekday mornings from 6 until 9 a.m. Don's in touch with everything Racine, from the Civic Theater to the Civic Band to the museum, the library, and all kinds of history. Make plans to join Don Rosen weekday mornings as he talks to your friends and neighbors. It's 6 to 9 a.m. on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. For 97 years, Racine's home for local news, now timeless hits, high school sports, Badger football, and Packer football. Back to the game on WRJN.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club and Gaslight Circle.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. Packers preview from Lambeau Field. Packers and Texans. Sargento backs the pack and the community with touchdowns for hunger. For every Packers touchdown scored this season, Sargento donates $2,000 to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Since 2002, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Packers. Before we do our predictions, a quick question for James. You know, we heard so much leading up to the Colts game about, oh, Richardson can throw deep. He's got a great – well, he really didn't throw deep until the game was decided. Now, Stroud has a good deep arm as well. Do you think he'll test the Packers more deep?
Well, I think he's going to have to test the Packers because they're going to need to create some explosive plays. But to be honest with you, that's what we do best. We compete for the – no balls, and we got safeties that can track the ball, and we get our pro coming back. So it's going to be interesting to see how many chances he takes. But to be honest with you, it's best on best, Dennis. That's what they do best, and that's what the Packers do best. So we're going to find out today.
It's leading to predictions. Now, everyone, including Mike, is thinking this is a big, high-scoring game. I can totally see that. But I'm going the other way just to be different. But I am picking the Packers 17-16.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
Why?
Well, because, I mean, you're just doing it to be the contrarian.
Well, that's who I am. Yeah. You're just finding that out?
I already told you that the Packers are going to score 31 points today.
Okay.
And their ability to control Will Anderson and Danico Autry on the pass rush for Houston will be a big key. Packers win it 31-21.
James?
Oh, man, Mike, I'm proud of you, brother.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
It's been my goal today.
You know what I'm saying? I am proud of you. Like I said before earlier in the show, fellas, I don't know how good this Houston Texans football team is. Today we find out. I got the Green Bay Packers 34-20. The Green Bay Packers. I think this is another beatdown at home. I got the Green Bay Packers 34-20 at home. And to be honest with you, I think it's another late score for the Houston Texans. I really like our chances today. I believe we are a better football team. I believe we have the better quarterback. I got the Green Bay Packers 34-20.
I'm proud of you, James.
Everybody's proud of everybody.
When I woke up this morning, that was my goal too.
James and Mike, thanks very much. The Matt LaFleur Show is next, sponsored by Construction Business Group. Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors, teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. Packers and the Texans next from Lambeau Field. Enjoy the game. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Just like offenses and defenses join forces to win games, Rural Mutual Insurance and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation break the huddle every day for Wisconsin farmers. Rural Mutual is there when the unexpected happens. Farm Bureau is there to give farmers a voice. Join a winning team by going to ruralmutual.com to meet your local agent today.
You're tuned in to That's Better on WSHP. That smooth groove was Meta Caring About You. Mike and Merrill is on the line. Talk to me, Mike.
I'm older, but I have plenty of spring in my step. I want a Medicare plan that keeps up with me, but I keep getting the same old song whenever I call.
That's so out of touch. You got to get in touch with Security Health Plan. They've got benefits you'll dig and local award-winning service you'll love. Head over to securityhealth.org/getmedicare.
It's bird bashing season when you swoop into Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to a wicked 50 grand cash in the Bird Bash Game Show. Just play with your rewards card all October for entries. All Bird Bash entries go towards a December 20th giveaway with a monstrous 300 grand in prizes. Bird Bash makes its bewitching return. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Learn more at paysbig.com/birdbash. Must be 21 years old to play.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
We know what the winning formula is around here, and it's taking it day by day, one game at a time.
Packers preview continues with the Matt LaFleur Show.
This sport is the ultimate team game. You need all 11 out there playing as one.
Presented by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139.
Watch this team come together, and we'll see where we're at.
Now, here's Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers on the Packers Radio Network.
Good morning, everyone. The Packers play host to the Houston Texans here at Lambeau Field today. I'm Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers, Matt LaFleur. Matt, let's go back to last week for a moment, the 34-13 win over a pretty good Arizona team. It looked to me like your squad took a definite step in the right direction. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of good things. I think there's still some things that we can do better. There was obviously the sequence where we get a takeaway and come out with no points. That's always going to, you know, be on the front of your mind. And also the end of the half situation where we have a ball, have the ball, we have a three-score lead, and we turn it over and it becomes a two-score game at halftime.
Quarterback seemed to have his best day, at least statistically.
Yeah, I thought he did a really nice job spreading the ball around, making big plays, making some critical plays on those critical situations, meaning third down, moving the sticks with his legs. He definitely looks like he is 100% healthy, just his ability to move around and distribute the football, so I'm pleased with that.
Matt, your team has been winning with explosive plays on offense and takeaways on defense. Those two components, they kind of make up what you are so far. Can you sustain that through the season, or will you have to have other things come to the fore?
Well, I think you said it. I mean, that is hard to sustain, just every game coming out with all those takeaways and also just all those explosive plays that we've been able to generate on offense. I do think, you know, that is a sign of a good team, but I would like a little bit more consistency from down to down in terms of just making sure that, you know, we're not just relying on the splash plays.
You're in a pretty tough division. I mean, I've never seen a division with all four teams, 4-2 or better, 6 weeks through the season. Give me your synopsis. What do you think?
I think you said it. I mean, this is just a bunch of good football teams, and they're very competitive, well-balanced teams. They're not just winning on one side of the ball. So, you know, I think every game is going to be so critical because I see this thing going right down to the wire.
All right, we'll be back to talk about Houston, one of the good teams out of the AFC here at Lambeau Field today against the Packers. You're listening to Packers Football.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking, but because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
For 97 years, your home for local news, now timeless hits, and Green Bay Packer football, this is WRJN Racine.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Game time! Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The sun's rising, the coffee's perking, it wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
The Matt LaFleur Show is brought to you by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139.
Touchdown!
On the Packers Radio Network.
Houston Texans committed 5-1. And Matt, in general, what stands out about this team from what you've seen on tape?
Well, they just have a lot of playmakers, and then their style of play definitely shows through on in all three phases. They're a very, very physical football team.
Well, the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, he seems to me to be a guy that he can make yards with his legs. He can escape, but he's more of a pocket presence than some of the other quarterbacks we've seen this year. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. He's certainly athletic and can, you know, when needed, can move the sticks with his legs, but I would say he wants to hang in the pocket and deliver the ball down the field, and he's got some pretty good receivers to throw to.
Yeah, pretty good receiver. Nico Collins won't play here today, but Stephon Diggs is one of the best receivers in the game, and the nickel receiver or the slot receiver, Tank Dell, looks like a guy who's hard to contain.
Yeah, he's very explosive, and so you got to do a great job. They've got a lot of weapons on offense, and I do think just getting Joe Mixon back last week, offensively, they look like a different offense when he's in the lineup.
Defensively, they're going through some injuries right now. Four starters won't play in this game here today. What do you make of their defense in general?
I just love how they compete and their style of play, but certainly they are going to be a little bit short-handed, especially at the linebacker position, you know, missing really their top three linebackers. But you definitely got to be concerned about just their pass rush and their ability to get to the quarterback. Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter are two of the very best that can do it. And I just, again, to me, everything goes down to the style of play, how these guys get off the ball and how physical they are.
Yeah, they're kind of like San Francisco in a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, very much so. San Francisco, the Jets, I mean, that's the style that we're trying to play defensively as well. And so this is kind of like you're looking in the mirror, really on both sides of the football, and who can do it better.
To wrap this thing up, a lot of us on the outside looking in, everybody's saying, well, this is a real litmus test for the Green Bay Packers to find out where they are at this stage of the season. Is that true?
Well, I just think anytime you're playing a playoff caliber team and one of the best teams in the league, you know, it is a test. And I think it's a great test, one that we definitely need. Our guys need to play in these types of games. And it should be a fun four-quarter battle that's going to go right down to the wire.
You're relatively healthy, too, at this stage of the season. It's good luck so far. We'll knock on wood.
Yeah, don't jinx it.
All right, Coach, best of luck. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Stay tuned. The coin toss and the opening kickoff is coming up. The Matt LaFleur Show is sponsored by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors. This is the Packers Radio Network.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure that grows our state's economy. Roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure including renewable energy projects and building projects like historic Lambeau Field. A union with over 900 contractor partners, LIUNA Wisconsin members meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of Wisconsin's Laborers District Council. Learn more at LIUNAWisconsin.org. LIUNA Wisconsin. Wisconsin.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Steinhoffels is partnering with Special Spaces Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. This season, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffels will donate $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934, is 100% employee-owned, and is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers.
You know how it feels to be recognized? Hey, Kathy.
Hey.
To feel like you belong? What if your health insurance made you feel that way?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, I'm Kathy Mahaffey, CEO of Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. With health insurance for individuals, families, and small businesses that truly cares about the members it serves.
Morning, Kathy.
Morning. Maybe it's time to wake up to better health insurance.
As a bull rider, I prefer to do things single-handedly. That's why I love the UW Credit Union app. Ooh, doggy! It lets me check accounts, make transfers and more on the go. And if I need an extra hand, UW Credit Union has convenient local branches.
Yippee!
So, if you want simple mobile banking, mosey on over to UW Credit Union. They're here for every y'all. Federally insured by NCUA.
There he goes! 20, 15, 10, 5! He leaps into the end zone for the dagger!
The Packers defense finally gets the stop, and there is your dagger!
Packers Radio is sponsored by American Family Insurance, Miller Lite. Great taste in only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller time. Pick and save. Network Health, your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Software One, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your local Chevy dealer, Fox Communities Credit Union, Provea Health, Construction Business Group, and Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139, UP and Abraham. Tell them you mean business. Quick Trip, Wisconsin Dental Association, Steinhoffels, U.S. Cellular, the official wireless partner of the Green Bay Packers, Ascension Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance, Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Manitou, handling your world, Baird, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Cousin Sons, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, UW Credit Union, here for every you, Menards, save big money at Menards, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, Sargento, Great Clips, your Wisconsin Toyota dealers, and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on the Packers Radio Network.
Welcome to historic Lambeau Field on a picture postcard day in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Wayne Larrabee along with Larry McCarron and John Kuhn. The Packers getting set to take on the Houston Texans. Green Bay 4-2 off an impressive 34-13 domination of the Arizona Cardinals a week ago right here. Second win in a row for the Packers. They appear to be a team on the rise. The Houston Texans have been rising all season. They are 5-1, coming in off a 41-21 victory at New England, the largest win of the Texans' season. Houston's four previous wins all came by one score. Their one loss, 34-7, at the hands of the Vikings in Minneapolis. But this 5-1 start equals the best start ever for the Texans franchise. They are led by head coach DeMeco Ryans in his second season. The series, well, the Packers have won four of the five all-time meetings with the Texans, last coming October 25th, 2020, and the Packers won 35-20. It's interesting about this game and about where this season is going. The NFC North is the first division since realignment in 2002, with all four teams each having won at least four games through the first 6 weeks of the season. So these games, a game like this in mid to late October against an AFC opponent, so important for the Packers because of the competition they have in their division. Meanwhile, the Texans come in with a plethora of injuries. They are missing four starters on defense. They are missing one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League in Nico Collins. But what they do bring is one of the bright young quarterbacks in the game today, C.J. Stroud. Stephon Diggs, who on any other team would be the number one receiver. He's the number two receiver on this team, but he's among the best in the business. Joe Mixon provides the hammer to the running game, and this is a team that likes to power the football offensively and really play physical on the defensive side. And they do have two players that are certainly worth noting here in this pregame analysis. Danielle Hunter, the former Minnesota Viking, on one side. Will Anderson Jr., former first-round draft choice out of Alabama, on the other side. They bring tremendous pressure on the quarterback, and this is where the concern lies for the Green Bay Packers. Get those two players blocked, and you've got a chance to do something downfield against a banged-up linebacking core and a secondary that is also missing one of its best cover corners and its leader in strong safety, Jimmy Ward. The Packers and the Texans from Lambeau Field in Green Bay on a gorgeous afternoon. This is Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance, the Packers Radio Network.
New Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up, contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
When it comes to getting care, we all need a winning strategy. And the best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. From routine to specialty care, they empower you by listening, respecting your experiences, and working with you to create a game plan that works. Put an Ascension Wisconsin doctor on your team to connect the dots to labs, imaging, specialists, and any other care you need. Schedule now at ascension.org/wisconsincare. That's ascension.org/wisconsincare.
Hey fans, fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
All rights to this broadcast are reserved. Any rebroadcast, recording, retransmission, or other use of this broadcast without the express written permission of the Green Bay Packers Incorporated is prohibited. Let's pause 10 seconds to give our local stations an opportunity to identify themselves along the Green Bay Packers radio network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Today's weather check brought to you by Bryant Heating and Cooling. Hey, fans, it's our favorite season of Wisconsin football season. Enjoy the game and leave the other seasons up to Bryant, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating and cooling system running efficiently. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. 70 degrees, beautiful, hazy sunshine, light winds at about 12 miles per hour out of the west, humidity at 44%. The injury report brought to you by the personal injury attorneys of Hupie and Abraham. Hupie and Abraham, voted best, rated best, year after year. Hupie and Abraham, over $1 billion collected for their clients. Visit Hupie.com. On the injury list for the Texans, Azeez Elshire, starting outside linebacker, down due to a knee injury. Henry 2020, a linebacker, out due to a concussion. Jimmy Ward, the starting strong safety, down with a groin injury. Robert Woods, wide receiver, out with a foot injury. And Steven Sims, the return man, he's down with a back injury today. For the Packers, Devontae Wyatt with an ankle injury is out. Otherwise, everyone else is set to go. We welcome in Larry McCarron. Rock, there's no secret to this game. I think the Texans offensively are going to try to pound the Green Bay defense with a physical running game. They activated a fullback here this afternoon, and he goes I can get it for you. Troy Hairston goes 5'11", 245. That's a sledgehammer.
Yeah, it is, and it'll be interesting to see how the Texans do approach it, considering the fact they also have C.J. Stroud back there, and they've got Stephon Diggs, and they've got Tank Dell. I mean, they've got some perimeter weapons to use, but as you mentioned, from their perspective, the Packers have been very explosive offensively, and what's the best way to limit explosive plays is not letting the Packer offense have the ball. I think we should mention, Wayne, it's whiteout conditions here at Lambeau Field, the all-white uniforms, and look at all the people in the stands wearing white today.
It's amazing.
Including yourself.
Yeah, including myself. Guess so. I'm taking a picture right now of Lambeau Field as we look at it. It is whiteout condition here, and these are the winter warning uniforms, right, Rock?
Yes.
White helmets. I don't think the Packers have ever worn white helmets, have they? I don't think so.
I'm not positive they've worn white uniforms before, but Wayne, this is for real. As a player, we used to wear white shoes, I don't know, some years or some games or whatever. I always felt that you were faster. You felt faster in white shoes. Not all the Packers are wearing them. A couple of them have the yellow shoes on, but white shoes, you look down, your feet feel like they're moving better. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Just saying.
Back in your day, there was Billy White Shoes Johnson, and he was a celebrity.
That's correct. That is correct.
With the Houston Oilers. So the Packers, all white. Helmets, jerseys, pants, green numbers, and green and gold trim along the pants. And the Texans wearing their navy blue home uniforms, blue tops, jerseys, if you will, and pants.
We will, Wayne. Absolutely, positively, we will. They're jerseys, not tops.
They're jerseys, yes. And navy blue helmets, white numbers, thank goodness. So we're set. A white out here. The crowd itself, just about everybody wearing white here at Lambeau Field. Quite a sight on a beautiful sun-splashed afternoon. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, now with the timeless wisdom of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. For 57 years, Paul Harvey was a trusted voice on WRJN. Then in the 70s, he introduced the rest of the story. Inside stories full of wit, wisdom, and a little twist and quirkiness throughout the stories. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings at 7:35 and afternoons at 12:05 on WRJN.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
For 97 years, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Stuart J. Waddles from our Radio Park newsroom keeps you up to date Monday through Friday on what's happening in Racine, Kenosha, and around Wisconsin, along with our Civic Media newsroom. If you need to know what's happening outside of those hours, you can always search WRJN News online. It'll take you right to our website, where the news is updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on WRJN. You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.